This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia today. At the invitation of President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus today. This will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in over two decades. While in Nicosia, Prime Minister will hold talks with President Christodoulidis and address business leaders in Limassol. In the second leg of his visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit. At the summit, Prime Minister will exchange views with the leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues, including energy security, technology and innovation, particularly the AI energy nexus and quantum-related issues. The Prime Minister will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on 18th of June. This will be the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, marking an important milestone in the bilateral relationship. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency.
We do have a very robust protocol which we follow every time. But when the incident happened, we also felt that there is a need to do an extended surveillance into the Boeing 787 series. With immediate urgency, all of them are going to be done. And furthermore, as the investigation is going to proceed and the report is going to come, whatever necessary steps are needed to be taken, we are going to ensure that without any hesitation, we are going to improve every necessary thing that is going to come our way to improve the safety.
The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission carrying Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station, that is ISS, has been rescheduled for June the 19th, 2025. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission multiple times. During a follow-on coordination meeting between ISRO, Axiom Space and SpaceX, it was confirmed that the liquid oxygen leak observed in the Falcon 9 launch vehicle has been successfully resolved. Israel and Iran exchanged missile strikes with explosions heard in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Tehran. Iranian missiles targeted sites across Israel, killing at least 3 people and injuring dozens in retaliation for ongoing Israeli attacks on Iran. The Israeli military has said that 7 Israeli soldiers were injured as a result of an Iranian missile launched yesterday. On the other hand, the Iranian official media claimed that the Iranian army's air defenses shot down 2 Israeli F-35 fighter jets that had intruded into the country's airspace. However, Israel denied the claim. 2 deputy commanders of the Iranian Armed Forces General Staff were killed in Israeli attacks, Iranian state media reported. India has asked its citizens in Palestine to remain vigilant and observe locally advised safety and emergency procedures due to the current situation in the region. The Representative Office of India, Ramallah, issued an advisory and urged all the Indian nationals to exercise caution and avoid unnecessary movement. South Africa have clinched their first ICC title in 27 years, beating Australia by 5 wickets to win the World Test Championship Final 2025 at Lord's Cricket Ground, London. Aidan Markram slammed a century and Captain Themba Bavuma fought through injury to score a 50 as South Africa chased down a daunting target of 282 on day 4. Markram was declared player of the match for his memorable knock. Kagiso Rabada starred with the ball, taking 9 wickets in the match. India's pair of Arya Borse and Arjun Babuta clinched gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event yesterday at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. This is India's 4th medal and 2nd gold in the ongoing World Cup after Suruchi Singh's yellow medal and the 2 bronze won by Sifat Kaur Samra and Ilavenil in their respective individual events earlier this week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.